An honor guard escorted the casket bearing the body of George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was an honor to work closely with the 41st president, says Bob Gardner, the longtime San Francisco ad man and political strategist who helped craft the Bush campaign message in 1992.
Everything that's been said about him in the eulogies and the tributes has been true. I mean, he was a really upstanding moral man that put the country ahead of party and ahead of himself.
Gardner has paid close attention to the farewells for Mr. Bush, saying he was indeed the devoted family man and public servant he's made out to be. The funeral service also a time for reflection for Condoleezza Rice, the Stanford professor and Hoover Institution senior fellow who was on the National Security Council staff during the first Bush administration. She says Mr. Bush was humble and self-effacing, even after the Soviet Union collapsed and he had to carefully orchestrate the reunification of Germany.
It was never about him, and I think that's what made him such a great president at a time when the Soviet Union had to be quietly put to rest. To be triumphalist at that moment would have been very dangerous. It would never have occurred to him to be triumphalist.
Gardner notes Mr. Bush was gracious even in death, insisting that President Trump, whom he disdained, attend his funeral. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.